Hey, so if we can make a start, please. First of all, can we go around the room? This is Paul Benson, Northwest England.
Okay, it's Mark Haig from London.
Jim Slagle, Eastern United States.
Okay, so we're going to start off with a couple of tactics. So, I'll give you the white pawn structure first, then the white pieces, and the black pawn structure, then the black pieces. Remove the white delta pawn, remove the white hotel pawn. White pawns, alpha 2, bravo 2, charlie 2, echo 4, foxtrot 3, golf 5. Now, white pawns, alpha 2, bravo 2, charlie 2, echo 4, foxtrot 3, golf 5. The white pieces, queen, delta 2, knight, charlie 3, bishop, delta 4, bishop, hotel 3. Remove the fox, golf 1, knight. White king, charlie 1, and white rooks, golf 1, and hotel 1.
Golf one, hotel one.
Golf 1, hotel 1.
Yep. Where's the
White
king?
pieces,
Where's the
white
white king?
pieces, white pieces, king, charlie 1, queen, delta 2, knight, charlie 3, bishop, delta 4, rook, golf 1. Rook hotel 1, bishop hotel 3. Black pieces, or black pawns, remove the charlie pawn,
Out.
remove the hotel pawn,
Yep.
and remove the bravo 8 knight.
Yep.
White bishop, charlie 6. White queen, sorry, black bishop, charlie 6. Black queen alpha 5,
Left wing alpha 5, yeah.
black king charlie 8, black rook delta 8,
No.
black bishop echo 7,
Yeah.
and black rook hotel 8. I should have given you the pawn structure first, shouldn't I? Oh well.
Yeah.
Black pawns, alpha 6, bravo 7, delta 6, echo 6, foxtrot 7, golf 7. Right. Do you want to repeat, or do you think that's okay?
Hang on.
The whole black position I need.
Okay. Black pawns, alpha 6, bravo 7, delta 6, echo 6, foxtrot 7, golf 7. Black pieces, king, charlie 8, rook, delta 8, rook, hotel 8, bishop, echo 7, bishop, charlie 6, queen alpha 5, and knight hotel 5.
I'm sorry, I still need the whole black position again.
Pawn alpha 6, pawn bravo 7, pawn delta 6, pawn echo 6, pawn foxtrot 7, pawn golf 7.
Just a minute
Okay.
now. Well, I gotta put a pawn in there. Yeah, okay, now the pieces.
King, charlie 8, rook, delta 8, rook, hotel 8, bishop, echo 7, bishop, charlie 6, Queen Alpha 5, Knights Hotel 5.
You want me to do, can I do the pause life diagram quickly?
Say again.
Can I do the pause life diagram?
Oh no. I'm sure you've got the position.
I think I've got it anyway, yeah. Yeah.
I still don't, unfortunately. What do I need? The pieces, I think, for black.
King Charlie Ace. Uh-huh. Rook Delta Ace. Rook Hotel Ace. Bishop Echo 7, Bishop Charlie 6, Queen Alpha 5, Knight Hotel 5.
Okay. I think I have it now. Sorry. Right.
Well, as you can see from the pawn structure, this looks like a Sicilian, and it's probably about 16 moves played to reach this position. I don't know the full game moves, but I counted up the moves to see how this position could arise, and I think it can arise in 16 moves. So what we've got is Black Castle and Queenside in a Scheveningen style, Sicilian. Normally Black Castle's Kingside in this style of Sicilian. There's been a trade of knights on Delta 4, and that's how the white bishop got to Delta 4. There's been a trade of pawns on Golf 5. Black had played Pawn Hotel 6, white had played Pawn Hotel 4, Golf 4, Golf 5, and black played Hotel Takes Golf 5, white played Hotel Takes Golf 5. Well, it's white to play. Have you any ideas?
Can I just check? On Golf 4, is that a white pawn?
Golf 5.
Golf 5, yeah. And is that, and it's Felix, Felix 3 pawn, was it?
Felix 3, Echo 4.
Yep.
I see that black knight on Hotel 5 doesn't have many moves.
Well, it doesn't have any, does it?
Yeah.
If Black had played the Pawn Echo 5 system in the English attack Sicilian, the knight could have come in on Foxtrot 4, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
So the knight on Hotel 5 hasn't got any flight squares.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it doesn't, does it?
So... wait a minute. I got something wrong here because I've got I got a white bishop on Hotel 3.
Correct.
King on Charlie 8.
Charlie 1.
Black king on Charlie 8.
So yeah, there's a pawn on Echo 6.
That's what I don't remember. Okay.
Whose move is it? Is it white?
White to move.
Yeah.
Well, I guess one fairly obvious thing would be Bishop Golf 4, right? Hit that knight again.
Yeah. And if Black tries Pawn Golf 6 to defend it?
Oh, Bishop takes Rook.
Bishop on Delta 8 takes Rook Hotel 8, and I think that's a safe win of an exchange. There's no compensation for Black.
Position, yeah.
That's just a clear good exchange. So Bishop Golf 4 threatened. What if White Black plays Knight Golf 3? Idea Bishop Golf 4. Black tries Knight Golf 3.
Mm.
Clearly, white plays rook takes knight, golf three. Mm. Black will play rook takes rook, hotel one, check. And white's lost an exchange.
Mm.
Looks to do the other way. Rook takes hotel eight.
So, white plays rook takes rook, hotel eight first, idea. Mm. And black will probably play rook on David eight takes hotel eight. Now, white.
And then maybe now you have rook takes knight, yeah.
So you go rook takes knight, golf three. But have you allowed for rook hotel one check?
Mm-hmm.
Nasty.
Well, you just bring the rook back. It's protected by the bishop.
Ah, so the rook comes back to golf one, backwardly protected from delta four.
You also have knight to delta one.
Yeah, you might run into awkward moves like queen takes alpha 2. It's a little bit messy.
Yeah.
But you're right. You're right. You do have knight delta 1. But rook golf 1 is the best idea. So what this diagram comes down to is black perhaps thinking that knight golf 3, a rook takes rook exchange on hotel 8, that his knight on golf 3 is protected. Because of the idea of rook hotel one check, and black probably missed the retreat, rook delta one. The bishop backwardly defending golf one from delta four. Or the knight delta one, queen takes alpha two. And it's awkward. You can defend, but it's just annoyance. Okay, so what happened in this game? What do you think happened? I think black missed the backward rook retreat, pieces moving backwards. You'd be amazed to find out, I think, that the play of the black pieces here was about 2400.
Wow.
And this is only 16 moves, and yet and yet white can win a piece on move 17 effectively. So it's telling you that despite you're only just out the opening, the middle game has hardly begun. And yet, black has gone badly wrong. Now, black should have a pawn on echo 5 in this system. Black's trying to hold echo 5 and delta 5. So black's made a strategic mistake. All right. It's time for another one, I think. You will need...
Before you do that...
Sorry?
Is white a high-rated player as well?
Yeah, I think white is the higher-rated player. But it hardly showed, does it? Because, you know, white is a grandmaster. And quite a good grandmaster.
This shouldn't be very hard for a grandmaster.
Well, black's an international master, I think.
Yeah, even there, I mean, we've seen.
Yeah, but the reason why I showed it to you is because it demonstrates that despite players have great strength, the mistakes are still there to be made in the opening.
Oh yes.
Opening early middle game. Opening early middle game. Even strong players.
Even 2400 players.
We
have to see the moves before that. Maybe he did some more subtle losing thing before that. And it was just desperation at this point.
Well, I think
his last move was the question mark move. Well, that would be.
I think the mistake was made a few moves earlier with castle and queen side.
Uh huh. Yeah.
Allowing pawn golf 5 might have been inadvisable. Or putting the knight out on hotel 5, the knight can always retreat to delta 7 when it was attacked on foxtrot 6.
Or go all the way back to the 8th rank.
But there's bishop takes golf 7 in the middle of all this, isn't there? So black should have been playing pawn. I think black should have been playing pawn echo 5 as part of the opening system. If you're going to put pawns on echo 6, delta 6, you normally castle king side.
Maybe black had knight to echo 8 to protect the golf pawn.
you might end up losing. You can't retreat knight. You'd have to trade a pair of rooks. Oh, you can't trade a pair of rooks on hotel one. There's a bishop on hotel three, but there's a combination involving bishop's 8 second, 6 check in there, dropping a rook on hotel 8 in play knight sacrifice. Now, the problem is much earlier in the game. Black's been mixing two systems, and it just happened to work out very badly, which is what you can do at club level. Okay. So, I think there's time for another one. White, you can remove as many pieces as you think appropriate. White wants a king, a knight, a rook, and 5 pawns. So remove everything else. Leave white with a king, rook, knight, and 5 pawns.
No bishops.
No bishops. White has got a king, rook, knight, and 5 pawns.
You used to have 6, but now it's 5. Okay.
Yeah.
I think I've got the right number of pieces now for white.
The knight. Okay, black wants a king. Black yeah. wants a
king.
White
yeah.
wants white wants a king, rook, knight, and 5 pawns.
Yeah.
Black wants a king, rook, bishop, and 5 pawns. Right.
The king, bishop, 5 pawns. Yeah.
King, rook, bishop, 5 yeah. pawns.
Right, okay. Right.
Yeah.
Right. Right, we'll start building a position.
He's got 6, now he's got 5, okay.
Okay. White, king, echo 3. White, rook, bravo, 2.
Rook, bravo, 2, yeah.
White, knight, charlie, 2. So king echo 3, rook bravo 2, knight charlie 2. White pawns, alpha 5, charlie 5. So alpha 5, charlie 5. White pawns, alpha 5, charlie 5. Foxtrot 3, golf 2, hotel 3. So they're in a V formation. Foxtrot 3, golf 2, hotel 3.
Yep.
No, right. No, hold it on. We do the pawn. Whoa. 5 pawns. Where does the pawn go? We do the pawns again. Sorry.
Alpha 5, charlie 5, foxtrot 3, golf 2, hotel 3.
Hold it. Okay.
Right. Black king, echo 5.
Echo 5.
Black king, echo 5. Black rook, delta 1. Yeah. That's in amongst the white pieces. Black rook, delta 1.
Mm-hmm.
Black bishop, bravo 5. Black pawns, alpha 6, delta 7.
Yeah.
Echo 6.
Yeah.
Golf 7. Hotel 7.
Hotel 7.
So I'll just repeat the black position. King echo 5. Rook delta 1 in the heart of the white position. Rook delta 1. Bishop bravo 5. Pawns alpha 6. Delta 7. Echo 6. Golf 7, hotel 7. and it's white to play.
White to play, right?
White to play, you said?
White to play.
Oh, we could increase pressure on that black bishop by moving the knight, I suppose, but knight and a four, I suppose.
Knight out for three, you mean? So you're thinking of knight out for three to attack the bishop?
Oh yeah, no, hang on, knight. Yes, I am. I'm sorry, knight out for three. Yeah, yeah. They go the other way. Yeah. Well, you can't go the other way.
Oh, no. You'd have to be careful about moves like rook takes delta 4.
Hang on.
Or rook delta 3 check first. King retreats to foxtrot 2, then rook takes delta 4.
So you're saying we'll be careful of rook. I've got a pawn on David 7, black pawn on David 7, yeah?
That's right, yep. But the black rook's on delta 1, not queen 1, delta 1.
Delta, sorry. Alright, got it, sorry.
So if you try knight delta 4, rook delta 3 check, forces the white king to retreat. King foxtrot 2, and then rook takes knight delta 4, and just lost a piece.
That should be the game right there.
Hmm.
And if you play knight alpha 3, rook delta 3 check, king retreats to foxtrot 2, rook takes knight alpha 3.
Yeah. Yeah. that black rook paying me off.
See, I guess rook delta 3 check is a threat in any case.
Forcing king foxtrot 2, and then who knows what. Yeah. And the white Charlie 5 pawn is a little bit of a target, isn't it, to the black king or the black rook.
Yeah. Ooh.
Maybe something knight better. Another square for the knight, probably better.
What are you thinking, knight bella 4?
Yeah.
Knight bravo 4.
Yeah, I'm looking at that, yeah. But
prevents that rook move that we don't want.
Well, it stops knight rook delta 3 check.
Yeah.
It doesn't stop rook echo 1 check.
In fact, it allows it.
after Knight Bravo 4, Black would probably play Rook Echo Launcher. And if you're careless and go King Delta 2, there's Rook Echo 2 check. But I think Black's got better. I think maybe after straight Knight Bravo 4, Black should simply play Rook Alpha 1. And then White has to play Rook Alpha 2 to avoid losing a pawn. Black would trade rooks and play King Delta 5 and win your Charlie pawn. So Knight Bravo 4 allows Rook Alpha 1, Rook Alpha 2 for White, Rook takes Rook for Black, Knight takes Rook for White, and then King Delta 5 picks off the Charlie pawn, and then Black's a pawn up, and you've got the Bishop against the Knight. So I fancy Black to win that with good play. In fact, White might also be losing the Alpha 5 pawn to the Black King.
Just looking at if I can just kill the bishop with the rook, it doesn't seem to get much compensation for doing that. Takes bishop doesn't really.
What's your idea?
Sorry?
What's just the idea?
Well, getting rid of that horrible bishop.
Suggest a move.
Oh, rook takes bishop as well. Rook takes B5 or something.
Rook takes Bravo 5. Well, I think Black would have to play Alpha 2 to Bravo 5.
We have got past pawn, interestingly.
Yeah.
We can't push him with the rook, though. We just lost that rook. But.
So, you're looking at Rook takes Bravo 5, Black Alpha takes Bravo 5, then what?
Anna. Maybe Anna 5.
Alpha 6.
Alpha 6, sorry, yeah.
Okay, well, the black rook can't come to alpha 1, can it?
Yes.
That's covered by the white knight.
That's a good thing.
So we'll play rook Charlie 1. Okay, hit your knight. What are you going to do?
I push a pawn, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Alpha 7, and then rook takes knight.
Hang on, wait a minute. Are we clean?
Yep, pawn alpha 8 becomes a queen, yeah. So your idea is rook takes bishop, alpha 6 takes rook on bravo 5, which frees the alpha pawn to run, pawn alpha 6.
Yeah, yeah.
If rook charlie 1, pawn alpha 7,
yeah.
Rook takes knight charlie 2, pawn alpha 8, and we got ourselves a technical win. Oh, rook takes golf 2. Oh, if rook takes golf 2, white plays pawn foxtrot 4 check, winning the rook. Rook takes golf 2, pawn foxtrot 4 check, even.
No, that's cute.
So even the pawns, even the extra pawns are safe, yeah. So then it's a straight win, it's a straight win. All right, there's another try. Rook takes bishop bravo 5. Alpha takes bravo 5. Now rook delta 5. Next to the Black King. Oh, hang on. Rook takes Bravo 5, Alpha takes Bravo 5, White plays Pawn Alpha 6 first. Then Rook Delta 5.
Mm-hmm.
And if you play Pawn Alpha 7, Rook takes Charlie 5, and then Pawn Alpha 8 becomes a Queen.
Yeah, the Rook just can't get back fast enough.
The black rook, excellently placed on Delta 1 for an attack, can't get to the alpha file quick enough. And because there's a pawn on Delta 7, it can't get to its own back rank, Delta Ace. The last line to look at is rook takes bishop Bravo 5, alpha 6 takes Bravo 5 for black, pawn alpha 6. Can the black king approach King Delta 5? Pawn alpha 7? King Charlie 6. Pawn alpha 8 equals queen. It's one move too slow.
Wow. Yeah.
How about Delta 5?
Sorry?
Delta 5 for black.
Oh, you mean pawn Delta 6 to open up the file? Okay.
See, or 5. Right.
Well, it just gets ignored, and then the Alpha 7 pawn goes on.
Is Delta 5? Oh, I see.
Oh, it's not a mate. The white king gets out to golf 3.
Okay, yes, on Delta 6.
Okay, Rook takes Bravo 5, White, Alpha takes Bravo 5, Black, Pawn Alpha 6, Delta 6, Pawn Alpha 7, Delta takes Charlie 5, Pawn Alpha 8 becomes Queen again. It's all one move too slow for Black. Okay, so we had an opening tactic whereby Black got careless and dropped a piece, and now we've got an endgame tactic. The same thing happened again, and this shows the advantage of having pawns up the board in an ending. It means you might be able to sacrifice a higher value piece to create a passed pawn, which the opponent can't get back. But that's where your difficulties begin, because there were lots of ideas for Black. You could see Rook Alpha 1 immediately wouldn't work. But you had to calculate Rook Charlie 1 takes Knight Charlie 2. You had to calculate Rook Delta 5 takes Pawn Charlie 5. And you had to calculate King Delta 5 back to Charlie 6. And even Pawn Delta 6 takes Charlie 5. These four variations had to be calculated. None of them work.
It's by sort of lucky coincidence.
Well,
it removes that bishop, which was part of the big threat by Black.
I have seen quite a few positions recently. I've been watching some of the videos by Simon Williams, and he's been showing a lot of these things whereby you do similar things. You know, you chuck away your knight for a pawn, and all of a sudden you've got two pass pawns and that sort of stuff. That's quite a nice position.
Yeah, I mean, positionally, Black is better in the starting position because the Black King is getting close to the White Charlie 5 pawn. The Black Bishop dominates the White King side, and the White Knight and Rook don't seem to have many moves. Apart from one move, Rook takes Bishop Bravo 5. So positionally, Black has just outplayed White, but Black has allowed a tactic. Okay, set your boards up and we'll have a proper game.
Interesting. It'd be lovely to play a move like that in a real game, wouldn't it?
This is a real game.
No, but I mean, if I was able to do something like that over the board, that would be really wonderful.
You'd feel very pleased with yourself, yeah.
We'd be getting pretty desperate, I think, because if you don't do something like that, Black's going to have a really good game.
Well, okay, White saw the opportunity and took it. Black must have relaxed somewhere in order to allow this. I mean, this rook on Delta 1 had to get in there somehow, because this position is locked. So how did the black rook get as far advanced as Delta 1? It must have come up the Bravo file, gone sideways, and now the white rook has taken the Bravo file, and Black has sealed it with Bishop Bravo 5, or Black thought the Bravo file was being sealed, when in fact it wasn't. And it just so happened the white knight was placed brilliantly to prevent a rook alpha 1 to get behind the passed pawn.
Pretty amazing, yeah. Well, then the white pawn was not that far advanced in general, but it was far enough this time. It doesn't look that far advanced, but it is.
Well, it doesn't look advanced at all because there's a bishop and a pawn working to stop it. Mm-hmm. And of course, the pawn on Bravo 5 then stops the black rook from transferring itself to the Bravo file to get back to Bravo 8.
Yeah, his own pawn's getting his own way here.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm ready.
Yeah, I'm ready too.
All right, it's another four pawns attack. Relative strengths, 25, 35, I think, plays 24, 20. I think they're the ratings. So white's a slightly stronger player. White's a grandmaster, black is an international master. All right, game move, white, pawn, delta 4. Game move for black, knight's foxtrot 6. Game move, white, pawn, charlie 4. Game move, black, pawn, golf 6. Game move, white, knight, charlie 3. Game move, black, bishop, golf 7. Game move, white, pawn, echo 4. Game move, black, pawn, delta 6. Game move, white, pawn, foxtrot 4.
There it is.
Game move, black, pawn, charlie 5. Game move, white, pawn, delta 5. Game move, black, castles, kingside. Game move, white, knight, foxtrot 3. Game move, black, pawn, echo 6. Game move, white, delta 5, takes echo 6. Game move, black, foxtrot 7, takes echo 6. Right, and this is a position we've had several times before. And in all the previous games, I think we have had white playing bishop delta 3. Yeah. And it didn't get into the game, did it? It didn't affect, or it didn't seem to have any great effect. It seemed to end up defending echo 4, charlie 4 for most of the game. So white's going to...
It blocks the queen file.
Yeah.
And it's hitting against golf 6, the granite thing. So.
Yeah, but you have to be able to get pawn echo 5 in order to get play against those light square pawns.
Yeah.
And if black ever fixes it with pawn echo 5, then white will... It will be a very, very long time before white ever gets pawn echo 5 in.
Yeah, so I don't like that delta 3 move. Okay. But like echo 2 seems much more natural. Of course, the real problem of protecting the echo 4 pawn.
Yeah, well, you win some, you lose some. Mm-hmm. Black's looking to play pawn delta 5 in most systems here. If white has a bishop on delta 3, then white can play echo 4 takes delta 5 as it opens up, and then the bishop will have a nice position.
Right.
So you put the bishop on delta 3 and it scares black off from most times of playing pawn delta 5. There was one variation where we saw Polgar play it. But that was a very peculiar game.
And of course, right. Bishop on echo 2 makes echo 5 by white harder to play.
Yeah, okay. So, we've seen this position before. Previously, white was playing bishop delta 3. So, white has a look at the databases, find nobody, but nobody seems to have played this move before on the two databases I can consult. Game move for white is pawn, golf, 3.
They love the pawn, right? The bishop's in the way on echo 2 and delta 3, so maybe, yeah, you should bring it out the other way.
Okay. So the game move for white is pawn, golf 3. Well, black's confronted with a theoretical novelty. There are a variety of responses. Putting your hands on your head and shrieking, "Ah, what do I do now?" it's not permissible according to FIDE rules. And neither is sulking and neither is bursting into tears. You are permitted to head for the nearest bar and have a few pints. On the other hand, you could just think, nobody's played this before. So maybe it isn't all that good, eh? So what should I try to do? Maybe I should spend half an hour trying to refute it and find checkmates, a forced checkmate up to move 27. or on the other hand, I could just say, well, that does nothing special. Okay, the bishop isn't going to delta 3 or echo 2, it seems. So I'll just carry on and play the moves that you find in the system and see what happens when white starts trying to get the middle game going with the bishop on a different square. So black should just think for a few minutes and think, I should just play normal moves in this position. Don't try to refute it. Just find out if the bishop's going to have a good future or a bad future. Nobody else seems to have played it according to your knowledge. Well, that doesn't mean it's bad, but it doesn't mean it can be refuted either. So, you just play natural moves. Game move for black is knight Charlie 6. Right. Now, this is where you need to know something about the bishop delta 3 lines. In the bishop delta 3 lines, which we've looked at, black plays pawn echo 5 and then comes in knight delta 4. And black, white normally pushes pawn foxtrot 5, and there's all sorts of ideas. We saw a very strange piece sacrifice last week, which created complications for both players. And it wasn't easy to see who was going to get the better of it until we realised white was losing a queen for a rook. Tactical event horizon. And it seems black saw better last week. So let's see what happens this week. Game move for white. Well, do you want to have a guess? What do you think white's plan is?
Well, the obvious is bishop to golf 2.
Yeah. That would then permit white to play with rooks on echo 1 and delta 1 without there being anything in the way.
Yep.
Any other plans?
If black plays echo 5, then you know, the white rook will be on the foxtrot file nicely anyway.
Yeah.
Well, there are ideas of pushing the echo and foxtrot pawn, but it seems premature. You'd have to calculate them, I guess.
Oh, it's way too early. Yeah, well, far too early to start giving up pawns.
White needs to move one of the bishops, surely.
Yep. Yeah. Oh, yes, white has to get on with some developments.
Bishop echo 3 looks okay.
You might be met by an annoying knight golf 4 at some point.
Yeah.
Or black might still go pawn echo 5 and put a knight in on delta 4. When black plays pawn echo 5, the normal response for white is pawn foxtrot 5. But you'd need a knight out, a castle king, and the knight from Foxtrot 3 already on golf 5 to do that.
You can play Queen Echo 2 also, though. You don't worry about blocking the bishop anymore.
No. All right. Well, I think I don't know if White has had computer support for this. I think the game was played back, I'm not sure, in the late 1990s, maybe. Maybe 1997, I'm thinking. Or was it 2002? It was a while back. And nobody has seemed to follow White's strategies since. All right, let's see what happens. Game move for White is Bishop Hotel 3.
Ooh.
All right, well, it's not threatening to win a pawn, is it? Because it's protected from Charlie 8. Well, White's plan is that at some point, Black in this system is either going to push pawn delta 5 or pawn echo 5. It's one or the other. Unless you're Polgar, to which case you manage to push both and the Bravo pawn to Bravo 5. Mm-hmm. And not only that, but you produce a smothered mate to end the game. And that's Zuza Polgar, in case you're wondering. All right, Bishop Hotel 3. It's just an idea. White's come up with a new idea. And Black's confronted with, what do I do? White might have studied, made this into a little bit of a project for a weekend, and come up with ideas of how to play, whereas Black has to invent at the board. So this might be a horrible move, but how much time are you going to spend trying to find a plan against it? Do you know you're better or do you think you're worse as Black? If this was such a great idea, all those fantastic players like Botvinnik, Petrosian, Spassky, Fischer, and everyone of that time would have found this move. But nobody of their strength seems to have found it. So is it good or is it bad?
One of the problems is the bishop is on pre's, isn't it? There's nothing protecting the bishop, is there? The white bishop's hanging in a way.
It's loose, it's hanging, it's unprotected, you're right. So it could be a target to attack if you're not careful, you're right.
Sometimes if we get that organ,
All right, so Black's sitting there thinking, what do I do? Now, nobody plays this to my knowledge. Well, Black just says, all right, I'll just carry on with standard plans. Black in the game plays pawn echo 5.
That release and attacking the bishop.
So the two bishops are attacking each other now.
Yeah.
Well, I think Black plays pawn echo 5. It looks like the right idea. Yeah. Bishop Hotel 3, pawn echo 5. Well, you've put your bishop on this long diagonal. It's a bit pointless retreating now, wouldn't you say? Because otherwise, Black would just play bishop echo 6 with gain of tempo. So White in the game has little choice. White in the game plays bishop takes bishop Charlie Ace. Game move, bishop takes bishop Charlie Ace. I don't think there's a
queen can come in on well, wait a minute, it's a second pawn. Still might be worth it.
Well, you're looking at queen takes Charlie Ace, black. Yeah. White queen takes delta 6, and queen hotel 3, It's an interesting thought. Queen comes back to Delta 2. It's awkward. I'm not sure it's worth a pawn. Well, white can also ignore it. Black could play queen takes Charlie ace. White can castle kingside and just play for king safety rather than go pawn grabbing. But we have to check this line. Queen takes Charlie 8, proposed idea. Queen takes Delta 6, queen hotel 3. I don't think we can afford king fox top 2. Knight golf 4 check might be a bit awkward. So it has to be queen Delta 2.
Well, I could play rook Delta 8. Maybe.
And then rook alpha Delta 8, queen echo 2.
No, I mean before moving the queen, play rook Delta 8. So the white cannot retreat down the delta file.
You'll be taking a pawn on Charlie 5.
Yeah, but maybe...
That's why. Okay. Queen takes Charlie 8, queen takes Delta 6. If rook Delta 8, queen takes Charlie 5.
Then coming with the queen.
And then a queen comes back to foxtrot 2 with the idea of queen foxtrot 1. Black might have some play for the pawns.
That's playing, yeah. We've put plus the two pawns.
It might run out. Yeah. If you don't break through somewhere.
The white cannot castle pretty much anymore, so that's good.
Well, white can retreat queen echo 2 to foxtrot 1 to golf 2 and then castle.
Yeah, I don't know if it's time maybe. I don't know.
The queen can get back to foxtrot 2, to foxtrot 1, and then to golf 2 and castle, kingside. And you've just got two healthy pawns by the look of it. Black will have a lot of development tempi, but if you do not break through and break open the white position, you're going to be two pawns down.
Actually, you lose then, but the question is, what happens?
Well, you don't have to play queen takes Charlie 8, do you?
That's right.
So, all right, examine it by all means. I think white will get queen takes Delta 6, queen takes Charlie 5, queen foxtrot 2. I think white will have sufficient play for that. So the game move, black plays rook takes bishop Charlie 8.
And white still has the weaknesses on king size.
Yeah. Right. White's in the game. Game move for white is fairly obvious. Castle's king side.
Castle's right. Sweet squares. Okay.
Well, the only nasty plan Black could conjure up is queen Delta 7 to hotel 3 and play knight golf 4. Mm-hmm. But hotel 2 is guarded anyway. But then Black plays knight Delta 4. So here's a plan. Queen Delta 7 to hotel 3, knight Delta 4, and then knight golf 4. Or knight golf 4 first, then knight Delta 4. And you're intending to trade knight takes foxtrot 3 and play queen takes hotel 2. White can stop most of this with queen echo 2. In fact, queen echo 2 seems to stop the lot. White could go queen golf 2 if black queen came in on hotel 3. I wouldn't leave a queen on hotel 3 for long like that. You're asking for trouble.
Yeah. Make your finger in the face.
Yeah, okay. All right, so it's black in the game to play. What sort of a setup should you be looking for here as black? What do you think?
Looks like black should try to attack white's king, which is a little weak on the one hand, and white is behind in development on the other hand. Mm.
David Ball looks nice in a way.
It's a nice strong square, isn't it? Yeah. It does nothing wrong.
Trying to get rid of that Felix III knight.
Well, you just put your knight on Delta 4 and leave it where it is.
Yeah.
You don't necessarily need to trade the Foxtrot yeah. knights. Just leave it. Just leave it. And then get on with simple developments. Yeah. So I think Black should play something like Queen Echo 7. Maybe put the Charlie 8 rook on Delta 8. Possibly Knight Hotel 5. And then you've got ideas of playing Echo 5 takes Foxtrot 4, which would open up your long diagonal for your Golf 7 Bishop. A common feature of King's Indians is to move the Foxtrot 6 Knight out of the way to activate the Golf 7 Bishop.
Mm.
Same idea often happens in the perp defense. The Foxtrot 6 Knight in some systems goes walkabout. To free the Golf 7 Bishop. Alright, well, I think Queen Echo 7, sensible moves. Queen Echo 7, Rook Charlie, Delta 8. If you're worried about your Delta 6 pawn, play Alpha 6 first as well. You don't have to worry about your Delta 6 pawn. It can't be got us very easily.
How about Knight Delta 4 for Black?
Well, Knight Delta 4 is consistent and strong. That's a good positional move.
Yeah.
All right. Black maybe is getting optimistic here. This Bishop Hotel 3 idea, in fact, Golf 3 Bishop Hotel 3 is unknown. It must be known in some opening systems. It's known in the French defense. But that's usually to get pawn Foxtrot 5 in. But not here. So what we've got is a trade of the light squared bishops, which seems to favour white a bit, because black's light squared bishop usually gets quite active on Echo 6. And white's light squared bishop either sits on Echo 2 or Delta 3. So white's saying, I'll trade the bishops then, and let's see what happens. Yeah, okay. So Knight Delta 4 is good. Queen Echo 7 is okay. Yeah, I think black should be doing nothing to upset the position. Knight Delta 4 is a good one. Queen Echo 7 is equally good. Right, the game move for black. Black's trying to refute white here. The game move for black is Echo 5 takes Foxtrot 4. This is a direct attempt to refute the white system.
Mm-hmm.
I think. But that's my opinion. So as the masters will say to one another, black is trying to punish white.
Yeah.
Now you are going to take, I assume, but are you going to take with the pawn or the bishop?
It's seen the bishop.
So pressure Delta 6, yeah.
And, you know, you develop your piece.
It's logical, isn't it? Thank you, yeah.
You gain a tempo back, which you need. And the rook is now on open file.
Yeah, white agrees with you. I agree as well. Though there's nothing wrong with golf takes. Takes Foxtrot 4. I think Bishop takes Foxtrot 4 is superior. Actually, Golf takes Foxtrot 4. Black might have Knight Hotel 5, creating problems for your Foxtrot pawn. You'd have to move the Foxtrot 3 Knight somewhere. And now the black Queen might come in on Hotel 4.
We've got a double attack on D6 now, haven't we?
Yeah, so I think yeah, the bishop is the better piece. Game move for white is bishop takes full stroke four. Right, black to play. Any ideas?
Because white has an isolated pawn and open file now.
On echo four, white has an isolated echo four pawn. Yeah. So that's attackable.
Something horrible like knight e8 or something horrible.
Knight echo eight, defending everything. And yeah. liberating the golf seven bishop. Yeah. And rather, you're not threatening rook takes foxtrot four.
Well, it's immediate threat of delta six pawn now, right? Do something about that.
Well, there is, yes. Black's delta six pawn. This is why I was suggesting knight delta four to begin with, combined with queen echo seven, and then think about something else.
Yeah. If we do knight d4, that takes away one of the attacks, doesn't it?
You have to allow for knight takes knight delta four, Charlie takes delta four, queen takes delta four, fine. Maybe something like knight hotel five will give some play, but no, there's queen takes pawn, delta six. If you play knight delta four now, you'll lose a pawn to knight takes knight, Charlie takes, queen takes delta four.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, I was forgetting we've lost our pawn and lost the end. Yeah.
Rook echo 8 is to be considered.
Sorry?
Rook echo 8.
Rook echo 8, which puts a saying, you attack my pawn, I'll doubly attack your pawn.
Yeah.
All right, knight echo 8 is a defensive try, and rook echo 8 is an attacking try. So, but if black was going to go knight echo 8, what was he doing putting himself in a position of having to defend in the first place? He could. Oh, hang on. He couldn't go knight. You had to play queen echo seven earlier. I knew there was a reason for that. If you played knight delta four, you might have lost your echo five, pawn and echo five. Ah, no, you wouldn't, because you'd have knight takes foxtrot three check in the middle of it. So you're not losing a pawn. So you could have afforded knight delta four when you were suggesting it, instead of pawn takes foxtrot four. But black has played echo five takes foxtrot four, which has set the game into a sequence of tactical threats now. So black has turned a positional game into a tactical game. And someone somewhere is going to find their tactical event horizon is not seeing as far as the opponent. All right, it's one or the other. You either defend or attack. Black in the game chose attack. Black in the game plays rook echo 8. Mm. Alright, which way is what's white going to do? Are you going to defend? Are you going to try and defend your echo 4 pawn? Or are you going to say that's... Well, you have to do one or the other, don't you? You have to decide, examine the tactics and decide whether the attack is worth it. And if the attack isn't worth it and starts to backfire on you, then you have to start thinking about defensive manoeuvres.
Yeah, well, echo 5 is another idea, too.
Pawn echo 5? Yep, That's triply defended. It's only doubly defended and triply attacked. You lose a pawn. Pawn echo 5. Knight takes echo 5. White knight takes knight echo 5. Delta takes echo 5. And if white goes queen takes queen, you go rook on Charlie. And the echo 8 rook stays in place. It doesn't get deflected.
Yeah.
I mean, black's play of echo 5 takes fox for 4 is setting the game into tactics. So the black's playing a dangerous game, and it's dangerous for both players.
Would white have to play rook echo 1 here?
Yeah, rook echo 1 just defends it and keeps the threat up on the delta.
Okay, so... All right, so there's two approaches. You can take the pawn immediately with either queen or bishop on delta 6 and enter into the tactics, and you have to calculate what happens if the black then plays knight takes echo 4. And you have to be careful, because if this fox shot 6 knight is ever removed from the long diagonal, the golf 7 bishop is looking at Charlie 3, Bravo 2. So you either attack with something takes delta 6, or you defend with rook foxtrot to echo 1.
On the face of rook echo 1 looks better in it's just it's solid, nice move anyway, and keeps the threat on delta 6. Stops his threat.
Not the rook echo 1, really. And I think we'll be fighting for the echo file.
Well, I think white says the echo 5 pawn is always going to be, the echo 4 pawn is always going to be a weakness. If I start defending it once, I'm going to have to start defending it again and again. So white says, I'll start entering into tactics. I'll let the echo 4 pawn go as part of the sequence. I'm not saying this is good or bad. But black started the tactics, and white's saying, okay, you want a fist fight, we'll have a fist fight.
Oh, we're going to get queen take.
No, you don't take with the queen. If you're going to take with anything, you take with the bishop. You keep the queen. And there's a... Yeah, the game move for white is bishop takes pawn, delta 6. And you're also threatening the Charlie 5 pawn as you do it.
Yeah.
Now black's got to start making some decisions. Do you play knight takes pawn echo 4? You could have knight takes pawn echo 4 for black. White plays knight takes knight. Black plays rook takes knight echo 4. Attacks a Charlie 4 pawn. But you'd have to be careful, because if you ever play rook takes pawn Charlie 4, queen delta 5 check wins the Charlie 4 rook.
White in general has queen to
delta 5 check. Not with the knight on foxtrot 6. But yes, you're right. If this knight on foxtrot 6 ever moves, queen delta 5 check becomes an option. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it can't be challenged with a bishop echo 6 to 1. Okay. Well, there's lots of ideas here for black. I mean, you can carry on with the straight brutal tactics with bishop, knight takes pawn, echo 4, but I think you'll end up losing a pawn somewhere along the way. Oh, and incidentally, yeah, ha 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 ha. If knight takes pawn, echo 4, if black plays knight takes pawn, echo 4, white knight takes echo 4, black rook takes echo 4, why are we waiting for rook takes Charlie 4? You just go in queen delta 5, check winning the rook. Which is another reason why black should have had a queen on echo 7 a lot earlier. But then again, you couldn't have put the pressure on the echo 4 pawn, because if you had your queen on echo 7, then the strong piece would be in front of the lower value piece. The higher value piece would be ahead of the lower value piece. So the combination doesn't work very well.
So on the face of it, white has won a pawn here.
Well, you have to stop queen delta 5 check if you want to get your pawn back, don't you?
Yeah, I was looking at knight delta 4.
Yeah, well, and as you play knight delta 4, three things happen. You stop queen delta 5 check. You threaten queen takes bishop delta 6. And you protect your Charlie 5 pawn because your knight has released the X-ray defense from Charlie 8.
How convenient.
Yeah. So you just found the game move. The game move for black is knight delta 4. So, white is now threatened with queen takes bishop delta 6. That's the big threat. If you try move, if white tries knight takes knight delta 4, Charlie takes delta 4, queen takes delta 4, you're asking for moves like knight takes echo 4. Now, there's queen delta 5 check. Right, you might be getting away with that. And knight takes knight echo 4 is winning a piece. So that's bad news. So knight takes knight, pawn takes. If knight takes delta 4, black might play queen takes bishop delta 6. And then black still has the threat of knight and rook combining on echo 4. So if white plays knight takes knight delta 4, I think black will play queen takes bishop delta 6. Right, so it's white to play. Any ideas?
Is black a pawn down at the moment?
Black's given up a pawn, yeah. Black's a pawn down. But white has an echo 4 pawn, doubly attacked. Could try bishop takes pawn Charlie 5.
That would lose a piece
to knight takes knight foxtrot 3 check, followed by rook takes bishop Charlie 5. the idea of bishop takes pawn, Charlie 5, is that if black mishandles it and plays rook takes bishop, Charlie 5, white can play knight or queen. Queen takes delta 4 with an attack on the rook. It probably doesn't keep the pawn. At some point, black will come in with knight take pawn, echo 4. So there's lots of tactical ideas here for both players. Okay, so well, white's got a target on echo 4 and his bishop on delta 6 is under attack as well. So can they come to each other's rescue?
Maybe bishop echo 5.
Mm-hmm. Looked a bit strange.
Well, you really do need to get your tactics working out for that one.
Yeah.
You would lose a piece to knight takes foxtrot 3 check. Something takes foxtrot 3 and rook takes bishop echo 5.
Simple like echo 5.
So the target moves.
Huh?
The target moves and protects a piece at the same time. That's it. Game move for white is pawn echo 5. So black has just played knight delta 4. White has just played pawn echo 5 and it's black to play. Any ideas? Your knight on foxtrot 6 is attacked. And if you think it's protected because the delta 6 bishop will be unprotected, you're wrong, because if white plays again, echo takes foxtrot 6 also attacks the golf 7 bishop.
Right?
Yeah, so echo takes foxtrot 6 is threatened. Queen takes delta 6, we're equal, but then pawn takes golf 7.
Yeah, not good.
No. And black might be able to play rook takes knight foxtrot 3, so it's not clear. Oh no, because white goes rook takes rook foxtrot 3, and the black knight is pinned because it's the only thing in between the two queens. Oh, but knight takes rook is check. Aha. So it looks like you get away with it. So pawn takes knight doesn't win a piece, amazingly. Actually, I think it does. Yeah, all black's pieces have gone. White is winning a piece somehow. All right, pawn echo 5, the knight on foxtrot 6 is attacked. What's he going to do?
Go for it, and then go for it.
Might go for, and as it does so, it puts a triple attack on a doubly defended pawn. Game move for black is knight's golf four. Putting a triple attack on a doubly defended pawn. So black's getting the pawn back anyway.
That knight is loose, so...
The knight on golf four has no defender now.
So knight takes knight.
Oh.
To be considered.
Okay, so knight golf four is the game move. The game move for white is pawn echo five. And the game move for black, which really does set the tactics rolling, is knight golf four. This is why players like the King's Indian so much. Because it really does if you get the right variations, if you get open variations, it creates an awful lot of tactical threats like this, tactical shots like this. Mm-hmm. Okay, so knight golf four. It's unprotected, yeah.
Well, there's knight takes David four, isn't that right?
So you're thinking about knight takes David four, delta four?
Releasing an attack on the old knight.
Yeah. Okay, so if you go knight takes delta four, black can go Charlie takes delta four.
Yeah.
And then even though you hit a golf four knight, your Charlie three knights is hit as well.
Yeah.
Well, keep analysing. It's an idea. Don't give up just because your opponent has a few threats as well.
By the way, black also has knight to echo three.
Yeah. So if white goes knight takes knight, there's a possibility of knight echo three.
Mm-hmm.
White would have to play something like queen delta three.
But then when pawn takes knight, it protects the knight on echo three.
So let's have a look at this. Yep. Echo five, knight go four. We've got that. Yeah. Okay. So we're thinking of knight takes delta four as white. But we need an answer to knight echo 3. Well, the queen must move. Unless there's a fancy move with the knight from delta 4 somewhere. There are. You can play knight echo 6 or knight charlie 6, but I don't see what they gain you.
Mm-hmm. White's kind of basic problem is his alpha one rook.
Well, thankfully there's still a knight on Charlie three and a pawn on Bravo two. But you're right, it's going to take some time to develop, isn't it?
Yes. Time is precious here.
And the black knights are already active. The bishop is activated. The black rook is active on echo 8. The queen on delta 8 is sort of active. There's tactics coming on the echo 5 pawn. You can see liquidation occurring on the echo 5 pawn. And then it looks as if black's going to have the more active pieces.
Mm.
I mean, white's idea of bishop hotel 3 takes Charlie 8 has activated the black alpha rook. Okay, so you could spend a long time during a game on this, couldn't you? So maybe the safety first move is something like Queen Delta 2. Thankfully, you're not losing a knight on Foxtrot 3 because the black rook has gone to Echo 8. Alright, the game move for white is knight takes knight delta 4. Okay. Now, I don't know if this is a good move or a bad move because there's an awful lot of tactics flying around here.
He almost has to get rid of that knight.
Well, Black's got two choices. It's either knight echo 3 or pawn takes delta 4 when the piece count is equal and both players have a knight attacked. Black's knight on golf 4, white's knight on Charlie 3. Mm. Black's got to do one or the other.
Knight echo 3 would be better.
Okay, knight echo 3. Let's go Queen Foxtrot 3. And if you play knight takes rook, white will go rook on alpha 1 takes knight. And then if you go pawn takes delta 4, there's Queen Foxtrot 7 check. You're not quite mating, but it might prove dangerous. You've lost an exchange for all this. Black might be picking up the Echo 5 pawn, but that looks a bit risky. So white might get a lot of play for this, but I'm not convinced. Knight echo 3 is a threat, Queen Foxtrot 3, Knight takes Foxtrot 1, Rook takes Foxtrot 1, Charlie takes Delta 4. Well, I suppose it's Queen Delta 5 check, that's better. King Hotel 8, Queen takes Delta 4. And then White's got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. White's got two pawns for the exchange. And the black books aren't getting into the position very easily. So white's minor pieces might do okay. I don't think white is worse. So knight echo 3, queen foxtrot 3. Knight takes foxtrot 1 is the idea. Rook takes foxtrot 1. Charlie 5 takes delta 4. Queen delta 5 check. King moves to hotel. Queen takes delta 4. And white's just beginning to hold its center.
Instead of knight takes rook, black has to consider pawn takes knight as well.
Yeah, white would have to move the rook. Or is there queen foxtrot 7 check? There is, but it doesn't do anything.
Yeah, he has a well posted. He gains another tempo and he has got that strong knight.
Yeah, white would have to play something that maybe rook foxtrot 2 or rook echo. Oh, you can't go rook echo 1 because of knight charlie 2. So yeah. You have to go rook foxtrot 2. But when if black ever plays pawn takes knight charlie 3, your echo 3 knight falls off. But you're right. I think knight echo 3 creates some very interesting problems.
Yeah.
Knight echo 3, queen foxtrot 3, or delta 3, whichever. Queen delta 3, let's say. Pawn takes delta 4, and then you have to move your foxtrot rook somewhere.
Yeah.
And of course, well, black won't play pawn takes, but if black doesn't play pawn takes knight, white's got to be careful about knight Charlie 2. So black, white has got to be careful about playing queen take pawn, delta 4. But there's moves like knight bravo 5 takes delta 4. So if the knight wanders into echo 3, it might reach a point where it can't get back out.
Yeah. Like that.
But that would take an awful... That would take an awful lot of calculation.
I'll say.
And you've got to play 40 moves in 2 hours.
Yeah. Well, so does the other guy.
Yeah, but it's black. It's black who's taking the risk by coming in knight echo 3. But if it wins, it wins. Mm-hmm. So what do you do? Do you just say, I could play knight echo 3, but it looks risky. Or I could play knight echo 3, and I might be winning. Or I could spend 20 minutes analysing knight echo 3 and find I can't actually play it. It does look too risky to my calculation ability.
I'll probably say pawn takes knight, because like it seems a bit more understandable.
Okay, black agrees with you. The game moves Charlie 5 to delta 4. Play in the manner you feel most comfortable. Yeah? If you don't feel comfortable with wild tactics flying around the place, then don't enter into them. But there usually comes a point when tactics start where one player can back off and say, "I'm not interested in tightening the spring. I'm not going to wind this spring up because it could go either way. I'd rather just you start the tactics and I'll back off." And you might make a slight positional gain, but at least I don't have horrendous complications happening over the next 7 or 8 moves, where I could end up winning a piece or losing my queen for 2 rooks and a couple of pawns, or you name the permutations, they can happen. So if you don't feel confidence in complex chess, then don't initiate it. And if you see it coming to you, just try to back off. Even if you're giving small positional gains away, back off. All right, so it's white in the game to play. What are you going to do? Oh, hang on. Okay, yeah. Material is white as a pawn ahead. I think. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 5. Yeah, 6, 5. White is a pawn ahead. Pieces are equal.
There's still a knight, a black knight on
g4, isn't there? Knight on g4, yeah, but you have a knight attacked on Charlie 3.
Good point, yeah.
So if you win a piece, you lose a piece. But if you take a pawn, queen takes a pawn, delta 4, this echo 5 pawn is triply attacked. Yet again, you have to work out the complications of either bishop takes echo 5 or knight takes echo 5. The first idea to be worried about is queen takes delta 4, black plays knight takes echo 5, because then there is a very obvious knight foxtrot 3 check, and the bishop on golf 7 takes the queen on delta 4 next move.
Yeah.
So if you play queen takes delta 4, you have to be certain that the knight takes echo 5 ramifications.
Yeah.
And as black goes knight takes echo 5, there's possibilities of either knight or rook takes Charlie 4. Well, let's look at it. Queen takes delta 4, knight takes echo 5. How about white going bishop takes knight echo 5? Black can go queen takes queen delta 4, check. White goes bishop on echo 5, takes delta 4. Black plays bishop on golf 7, takes bishop, delta 4, check. White moves the king to hotel 1. And black plays rook takes pawn, Charlie 4. And every black piece is better than every white piece. Black's Charlie rook is active. Black's echo 8 rook is ready to... Well, black is threatening to win a pawn with bishop takes Charlie 3, maybe. Black's got invasion, rook echo 2. The black king can come out to golf 7. White rook can't come in on foxtrot 7. But black can get a rook on white's second rank. And the white king will be pushed to the corner to hotel 1. So positionally, black will have to squeeze on white. You might be able to defend it as white, but you'd have a hard time. So queen takes pawn, delta 4. Knight takes pawn, echo 5 for black. Bishop takes, echo 5. Simply queen takes queen, delta 4, check for black. Bishop takes that queen on delta 4 for white. Black bishop golf 7 takes delta 4, check. And black picks up the Charlie pawn as well. And every black piece better than every white piece. So white will be defending for the rest of this game. White might be able to defend for the rest of the game. So what it's saying is, queen takes pawn, delta 4 is not a good idea.
Looks like I'll move the knight.
If you move your knight anywhere, well, I suppose knight bravo 5. Black could play knight takes pawn, echo 5 first, or black might play rook takes pawn, charlie 4 first. If rook takes pawn, charlie 4, white's got queen bravo 3, and that's awkward. I don't think you're necessarily losing your rook, but you might be.
Yeah, we've still got...
You are. You'll lose an exchange there. Yeah. So rook takes pawn, charlie 4 is not a good idea. Not with queens on.
I think queen takes golf 4.
All right, if you go queen takes golf 4, black will go pawn takes knight, charlie 3. And black is still threatening bishop takes echo 5, and or charlie 3 takes bravo 2. So it looks as if these tactics are working in black's favour. Well, queen takes pawn, delta 4 gives black a very comfortable game with knight takes pawn, echo 5. So on the grounds that if you're giving black a comfortable game no matter what with queen takes delta 4, and queens are likely to come off. So if you're going to be worse, at least be worse with queens off, rather than queens off. If you play queen takes pawn, delta 4, you're definitely going to be worse, in my opinion. Not necessarily losing, but you're going to have to work hard and be more precise. And when you have to work hard and be more precise, there's more mistakes to be found. Chances are you'll make your position worse to the point where it becomes decisive. So the game move for white is queen takes knight, golf 4. Played on the belief that if I'm going to have a bad position, at least I'll have an active black position. All right? The game move for black is pawn takes knight, charlie 3. So white has played queen takes knight, golf 4. Black has played pawn takes knight, charlie 3.
I'll attempt to play feather 3 here, but...
Pawn bravo 3. That's an interesting idea.
Trying to see if we can kill that castle pawn. It'd be hard to... we've got to watch that bishop there, haven't we? Yeah.
Well, be careful about that golf 7 bishop. There's two pawns in the way, but, you know.
Maybe we should move the A1 rook. No, possibly. Bishop d6.
Bishop where?
But our bishop on d6 is a bit looking a bit vulnerable. Bishop on d6, isn't it?
It's protected by a pawn on echo 5.
Oh god. Sorry.
All right, this is probably showing grandmaster thinking. I mean, your idea of pawn Bravo 3, it's alpha pawn, this Charlie pawn might be a problem. You're going to have to get rid of that Charlie 3 pawn sooner or later. If you really, you'd have a horrible rook and pawn ending if you play Bravo 2 takes Charlie 3. Because black will just play bishop takes pawn, Bravo, echo 5. White bishop takes echo 5. Black rook takes echo 5. And even though you're a pawn up, it's double Charlie pawns. If you lose one, you might lose both. Black will have all the pressure. White might not have enough defensive resources to hold it, but yet again, you've given yourself a horrible position to defend. All right, this is a grandmaster concept, this. I'd be pleased if I found this over the board, put it that way. Given 20 minutes, I might find it. It's a positional concept. All right, who's White's strongest piece?
Well, Black's strongest piece.
Who is White's strongest piece?
Maybe the Delta 6 bishop there.
No, not who's got the best for themselves from the start of the game. Who is actually White's strongest piece?
I suppose the Queen.
The Queen. Okay. Right. Can she get into the game where she stands? I mean, what can she come in anywhere?
Queen.
Yeah.
Not
at the moment, no.
Yeah, maybe she'd like to get to Delta 5, so...
How about...
She wants to be on that diagonal to Golf 8, doesn't she?
Or, oh, I see. So maybe what to be considered is Charlie 5.
Okay, you're looking at pawn Charlie 5, which A, protects your Charlie pawn again, B, gives the bishop an extra defense should it need it, and what happens when a unit moves?
Yeah, the queen can go there.
It vacates the square for somebody else. So if the queen comes to Charlie 4, check. What else do you notice about the opportunities for White should it ever come in? Should this happen? If we ever get Queen Charlie 4 checking safely, what follow up have you got?
Well, if we take that black pawn, if it's still there, Charlie.
Oh, I think if you go pawn Charlie 5, Black will snatch Charlie takes Bravo 2.
Yeah, because you can do it with tempo, yeah.
Yeah. No. Imagine pawn Charlie 5, Charlie takes Bravo 2, Queen Charlie 4 check, the Black King has to go to Hotel 8. What opportunity does White have then? Oh, you have to be careful if you're alpha 1 rook. But once you move your alpha 1 rook, then what?
Rook to Charlie, Foxtrot 7.
Ah, you might have a 7th ranked rook invasion. Yeah. So this is the general plan. If pawn Charlie 5, Black plays Charlie takes Bravo 2, you flick in Queen Charlie 4 check, or maybe you play Rook Anna Delta 1 first, say. Or flicking Queen Charlie 4 check, King moves Rook Anna Delta 1. And then, as you suggested, you have Rook Foxtrot 7, and who knows, then you have to think again, don't you?
Yeah.
But at least you've got some play, haven't you? I mean, look at the line of just a few moves back when we were thinking about Queen take Pawn Delta 4, when it was Black who was getting Queens off, and Rooks and Bishops coming in.
Yeah.
So the game move for White is Pawn Charlie 5. So activate the strongest piece on the board. She must get in Queen Charlie Fortune. Right. Black in the game plays Charlie 3 takes Bravo 2. So now black is in fact... Oh no, we're equal at last. Pawns are equal again. But black is picking up bishop takes echo 5 whenever black wants.
I guess that's got to be a dangerous pawn there in Bravo 2.
It could be very dangerous, couldn't it? And it could be very difficult to remove.
Mm.
All right, your rook hangs. What's he going to do?
You think rook better one, wouldn't you?
Well, you don't have to.
Check.
Alright, probably nothing wrong with rook Bravo 1.
The white could put that rook on the delta file, hit it facing the queen and stuff.
Ah, what? Okay, if you go rook Bravo 1, black can play bishop takes pawn echo 5. And if white plays bishop takes bishop echo 5, black can play rook takes bishop echo 5 and pick up another pawn. All right, you'll pick up rook take. You can't pick up rook takes Bravo 2. Oh, you can, because queen delta 4 check. You swing your Bravo rook across to foxtrot 2.
You can't do that. So
you can't do queen across foxtrot. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can't do queen delta 4 check. There's a queen on golf 4. Yeah. Okay, so rook Bravo 1, bishop takes pawn echo 5 for black. Bishop takes bishop echo 5. Rook takes bishop echo 5. And rook takes pawn, Bravo 2, okay? However, if you put the rook on delta 1, if black ever plays bishop takes pawn, echo 5, you play bishop takes bishop, echo 5, and you've got a tempo attack on the black queen. So you've won a piece. So by playing rook alpha delta 1, you're stopping black from playing bishop takes pawn, echo 5. Okay, the game move for white is rook alpha delta 1. So now black can't get the echo 5 pawn back.
Well, he can. He could play Bravo 1.
Okay, you're right. You're right. Okay, and at the end of the sequence, white will play rook take pawn Bravo 7, so it looks as if this is beginning to fizzle, doesn't it? You're right, that's a very good move. Pawn Bravo 1. Rook takes Bravo 1 is forced. Bishop takes pawn echo 5. White bishop takes bishop echo 5. Black rook takes bishop echo 5. White rook takes pawn Bravo 7. Black, one of the rooks takes pawn Charlie 5. And we've got down to rook and 3 versus rook and 3 with a queen each. White can pick off rook takes and a 7 at the end of the sequence. But with a double rook, some queen ending. Oh, if you play rook takes on a 7, queen, Bravo 6, check looks painful. It's not check, there's a rook on Charlie 5. But queen, Bravo 6 sets up a monstrous discovered check. So this is virtually winning for black if you play rook takes alpha 7. So your suggestion, after rook alpha delta 1, pawn Bravo 1, rook takes that new queen. Bishop takes, black bishop takes pawn echo 5, bishop takes bishop echo 5, black rook takes white bishop echo 5. White rook takes pawn Bravo 7, otherwise you won't see it again. Black rook on, say, echo 5 takes Charlie 5, just to keep some defence. Oof, that's difficult to calculate. White has got rook on foxtrot 1 to foxtrot 7, with at least a draw. No, black can play rook on Charlie 5 to Charlie 7. Oh, there's all sorts of horrendous ideas. involving Queen takes Charlie H. Oh, it's not a draw, it's not a draw, it's not a draw. No, you don't give up Queen takes Rook Charlie H for white, that's crazy. It looks to me as if Pawn Bravo 1 liquidates down to a draw. So black probably has a draw for the taking here. So if white played Rook Bravo 1 in the first place, I suspect it would liquidate down to black going Bishop takes Pawn Echo 5, followed by white eventually going Rook takes Pawn Bravo 2. But white will be a tempo down in this line we're looking at now, Rook Alpha Delta 1, followed by Pawn Bravo 1. Mm-hmm. So your suggestion, Pawn Bravo 1, gives black a draw. Or, well, let's say it leads to a position where neither player can seriously think of winning. All winning prospects go with the heavy liquidation, with the liquidation of bishops, and white getting a rook on the 7th rank, which must be challenged. Okay. Right, so black in the game plays game move Queen Alpha 5. Your Pawn Bravo 1 Queen is a safety move. This is an I'm playing for a win move.
Getting off the file where the rook is, which is helpful.
Oh well, yes, you evaded the extra attack, but the white bishop had nowhere sensible to go anyway.
Yeah.
Oh, it could have gone Bishop Golf H. Takes Golf. Bishop Golf H. Bishop Foxtrot H. It could have tried Bishop Foxtrot H. Takes Golf 7, but I'm not quite sure whether that does white any good.
Alexa, answer. Hello, Paul. I'm in the middle of a chess lesson.
Okay, Mom called looking for you. I think she's having some trouble. But I'll try John.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Alexa, hang up.
Alexa, hang up.
Okay, so Queen Alpha 5 is black playing for a win. Pawn Bravo 1 liquidates and leaves neither player with a winning chance, or neither player with any serious prospects of playing for a win, not at the level they're playing. Queen Alpha 5 is the game move, and you're threatening Queen takes Alpha 2. So I think that means the white move is forced. I think we've discussed it, so we can play it. The game move for white is Queen Charlie 4, check. Backwardly protecting Alpha 2, gaining a tempo on the black king. The game move for black is King Hotel 8. I think that's virtually forced, unless you want to give a rook away. So it's over to you now, white. Black's got a dangerous pawn in the 7th rank. What are you going to do about this? Are you going to leave it there and play round it? Or are you going to try and round it up? If you're going to try and round it up, you should have been playing Rook Bravo 1. So I think we've got the mentality of white. White is playing for a win. So if you're playing for win, what's the most appropriate move here as white? If you're going to try and squeeze a win out of this.
Rook to the 7th.
Rook Foxtrot 7, and then think again. If nothing else, you're threatening Rook takes Bravo 7 takes Bravo 2. Yep, this is the game move. Rook Bravo 7. Game move for white. Rook Foxtrot 7. Game move. Game move for white is rook foxtrot 7. But of course, you've left your echo 5 pawn go. Still, you've got a rook on the 7th rank. Right. So white has just played queen Charlie 4 check. Black has just played king Hotel 8. White has just played rook foxtrot 7. These are all game moves, and it's black to play. Any ideas?
Queen.
You could deflect the rook from Delta 1, yeah. You could be really cheeky and try something like Queen Delta 2, but I don't think it does you any good. Because white just goes rook takes Delta 2, and you get a new queen back, so you haven't really gained anything. But you have to be prepared for moves like Queen Delta 2, because sometimes they might work.
Okay, folks, I just have to leave now. Thanks very much, by the way.
And, okay.
Catch you next week, yeah? Yeah.
Okay. So, black to play, any ideas? To play any ideas.
Rook takes echo 5.
Giving up an exchange. Yeah, that's interesting. Rook takes echo 5, bishop takes echo 5 for white, bishop takes echo 5 for black. Rook takes pawn, bravo 7. Alright, that's going to make it very difficult to win the bravo 2 pawn. But white is threatening queen, foxtrot 7 takes hotel 7. Once the rook on foxtrot 7 vacates bravo 7, vacates to bravo 7, queen, foxtrot 7 threatens a mate. There's Queen takes Charlie 5 check in the middle of all that.
Yep.
This is complex, isn't it?
This has been such a complex game for many
moves. Yeah, well, Black turned the positional game to a tactical. Just a tactical battle of virtually every move by playing echo 5 takes foxtrot 4. A tactical event horizon. You saw what happened last week. Somebody sacrificed a piece, sent the queen and kids to a king side, and it never came back. And that was not easy to see, was it?
Right.
It was not easy to envisage that queen was going to get trapped. Fortunately for white got quite a lot of material before the queen got trapped, but even so, it was technically a very difficult position to hold. Right, so your rook takes echo 5 is interesting. Rook takes, bishop takes for white, bishop takes for black. Rook takes pawn, bravo 7. There's queen takes pawn, Charlie 5 check, queen takes queen. Oh, there's a back rank mate on Delta 8. So black can't afford to be fancy and play queen takes pawn, Charlie 5. And I don't think there's a rook takes Charlie 5 in there either. So who knows who's better here?
And actually, black could, after bishop takes echo 4, black could play rook takes Charlie pawn. Lord knows what happened.
So you're looking at rook takes pawn echo 5 for black, bishop takes rook echo 5, rook on Charlie 7 takes Charlie 5, hitting the bishop on echo 5 and the queen on Charlie 4.
Yeah.
Do you then lose to, oh no, if queen takes Charlie 5, nice idea. With the idea for white, if then queen takes queen, Charlie 5, white's idea is rook delta 8 mating. Oh no, it's not, because bishop foxtrot 8, so it's not even it would work for white if queen takes Charlie 5 wasn't a check. If the white king was on hotel 4, white could be clever play queen takes rook Charlie 5. But it works, the tactics work for black, so your rook takes echo 5 is interesting. Alright, it's not, the game move is not rook takes echo 5, but I think you found a move, a very interesting idea there.
Yes, white can't ignore it, because then the Charlie pawn is going to go next.
Well, no, there's still a bishop on delta 6.
Yeah, but black has two rooks and queen hitting that square now.
Mm. Oh, hang on. After rook takes echo 5, what if white does rook takes golf 7? You haven't got any. Oh, you got rook echo 1 check.
Ouch. Yeah, when white plays, white can play rook takes 7 at some point, but it's not check yet, so black gets an extra move, which could be very
important. Yeah, black can play rook echo 1 check. Black can play rook echo 1 check, and if white plays rook takes rook, black plays queen takes rook. King goes to golf 2, black promotes pawn, bravo 1 becomes a queen.
Rook takes bishop, but those two queens surely can mate the white king.
I think black's attack gets him first. So your rook takes pawn echo 5, rook takes golf 7 isn't quite good enough.
Maybe white right away could play rook takes bishop.
It's black to play first.
Yeah, but if rook takes pawn, then white plays rook takes golf 7.
That's what I'm suggesting. Yeah, that's what I'm suggesting.
I thought you were taking the bravo pawn. Right.
No. If you're suggesting rook takes echo 5, I'm suggesting rook takes golf 7. But I think that gives black a win after rook echo 1 check.
Yeah, and by the way, black cannot start with bishop takes the pawn, right? Because of rook takes pawn check, then the queen comes in with check, and
okay. So rook takes echo 5 is interesting. Rook takes golf 7, rook echo 1 check. White rook takes rook echo 1, black queen alpha 5 takes rook echo 1 check. King hotel, king golf 2, anything else is admitting defeat. Pawn promotes bravo 1, and then white's, black has got two queens and a rook against white's queen, bishop and rook. But the only mating match is queen foxtrot 7, threatening rook takes hotel 7 mate, because as you point out, queen hotel 1 check must be queen hotel 1 check, king foxtrot 2, the other either queen to foxtrot 1 check, that trades queens, And then it's, no, it's too much. It's too much. Black's clearly winning. So rook takes echo 5 cannot be answered satisfactorily with rook takes golf 7. All right, we haven't got a full answer to rook takes echo 5. I suppose rook takes echo 5, bishop takes echo 5. If you play rook on Charlie 8 takes Charlie 5, there'll be bishop takes golf 7 check.
Oh, check, yes.
Winning. Well, king, you have to go king golf 8. But then the white queen can retreat somewhere like queen foxtrot 1 safely. Which sends all sorts of ideas. You're just losing a whole... You lost a whole rook. So rook takes echo 5, bishop takes echo 5. You have to play bishop takes bishop echo 5. Well, if you don't do anything, white is going to go rook take pawn bravo 7. So maybe black can play pawn bravo 6 here. White might push past pawn Charlie 6. But then black can play bishop takes pawn echo 5. And at the end of the sequence, play queen recaptures on echo 5. White still has a rook on the 7th, but black's got a pawn on bravo 7, bravo 2. It's still complex. This is a difficult position. There's lots going on in the middle of the board.
It's terrific. And on the face of it, white's king is more out in the open than black's is.
Yeah. All right. I think pawn bravo 6 is a sensible move here for black.
Yep.
Clearly, white can't take it because of the Charlie 4 queen. No, white could just move the foxtrot rook to play queen foxtrot 7 and just ignore it all. Or white could even play pawn echo 6 to echo 7. Though pawn bravo 6 triply attacks Charlie 5.
Yep.
So I think white would have to push past pawn Charlie 6 and at least have a fast pawn. You lose your echo 5 pawn, but both players have got strong past pawns in the making. All right. We could spend another quarter an hour on this. And yeah. Right, the game move for black is bishop takes pawn echo 5. Well, you've already made a suggestion, rook takes pawn hotel 7 check, which forces king takes hotel 7. What's your follow-up? It's either hotel 4 check or foxtrot 7 check. If you go hotel 4 check, king golf 7, where's your follow-up? You haven't got an immediate follow-up. Oh, you have. You've got bishop takes bishop echo 5 check, but rook takes, and then you got rook delta 7 check, so maybe the king should go to golf 8. So rook takes hotel 7 check, king takes, queen hotel 4 check, king golf 8. Now you're a whole rook down.
Mm-hmm.
If you come in queen hotel 6, black can just play bishop golf 7. You can get another pawn, queen takes golf 6, but I don't think it's enough. Black's got ideas like rook echo 1 check in the middle of all this.
So maybe first white should play bishop takes bishop check.
Which will be met by rook takes.
Yeah.
Oh, you're looking at rook takes, foxtrot 7 check, rook takes hotel 7 check, king takes, rook delta 7 check. You've got to make sure this works. One stray move and pawn bravo 1 becomes a queen is on you.
Yeah.
So rook takes hotel, all right, bishop takes bishop, check for white, rook takes echo 5, rook takes hotel 7, king takes, rook delta, so check, king hotel 8, where's your next check? Oh, you've got queen hotel 4 check, but then there's rook hotel 5. Then, then you've got queen h6, e7, queen echo 7 threatens a mate, but pawn bravo 1 check. These two queens and a rook are going to do you first.
Yeah.
I don't have to analyse it. I just know pawn bravo 1 becomes a queen with checkmate first.
Yep.
So it's all very attractive, but it's all very one move. It's just not good enough, is it?
Doesn't seem to be quite there, no.
You could try slower moves like Queen Hotel 4. But then Black might just retreat Bishop Golf 7. And then there's a very serious threat of Rook Echo 1 check. As soon as the Echo file becomes fully open, Rook Echo 1 check is always a difficult move for White to cope with. If the attack is going to continue, you can always bring the foxtrot 7 rook back to foxtrot 1, but then you're essentially calling off the attack.
Yeah, that you can't do.
All right. Rook takes hotel 7, you could spend another 10 minutes on it, but I think if it was a macing attack, we'd have found it by now.
Yeah.
So I don't think it's a macing attack. It's tempting, but I don't think it's enough. All right. Okay, so let's come at the position another way. You'd like to play bishop takes bishop 5 check, wouldn't you?
Sure.
But Black's got a rook on echo 8.
Oh, I see. I think.
Go on.
Yeah,
well, rook. Rook
fox trot 8. Yeah.
Rook foxtrot 8 check, and if Black plays rook takes rook foxtrot 8, a deflection, the only defender of the echo 5 bishop has gone. Bishop takes bishop 5 is a mating nest.
Wow.
It's check. Black can put the rook in the way, but you still take it as checkmate because the queen from Charlie 4 owns all the light squares to golf 8. So we're looking at rook foxtrot 8 check. If rook takes rook, blunder, because bishop takes echo 5 check, forces rook foxtrot 6, bishop takes that rook and it's mace. Now, do you remember me talking about pawn bravo 6, pawn charlie 6?
Yeah.
This wouldn't be possible. Rook foxtrot 8, the concept could not exist if the Black Queen was guarding the Echo 5 square. Mm. All right, so let's look. Rook Fox will take check. Black isn't going to take it, is he?
Can't take it, yeah.
So Black has to move the King, King of 7. So what do you do now? Because if you play Rook take Rook Echo 8, Black will just replace it with another Rook.
Well, now the Rook can come in at Foxtrot 7, right? Check.
So you might have a Perpetual here.
Or better.
Well, Rook Fox to take check, King Golf 7. Rook Fox dot 7 check, King Golf Ace. No, oh, you can come in Queen Fox dot 7.
Yeah.
Ah, but hang on. Alright, Queen Fox dot 7 check, King Hotel 6 is forced, then what?
Mm-hmm.
You got Bishop takes Echo 5, Rook takes Echo 5, Queen Fox dot 4 check. Forces Rook Golf 5. And then there's Rook takes Charlie 8. And Pawn Hotel 4 will win a Rook as well. So after Rook Fox to take check idea, King Golf 7, Queen Fox to 7 check, King Hotel 6. Well, you can either play Rook takes Rook Echo 8 or Bishop takes Bishop Echo 5. I think Bishop takes Bishop Echo 5. You have to allow for Rook takes Fox dot 8. Bishop Echo Hotel 4 check. Pawn Golf 5 is awkward. No, the attack isn't working. So, Rook Fox dot 8 check proposed, King Golf 7, Queen Fox dot 7 check, King Hotel 6. How do we continue? Black is threatening to play both. Black is threatening first, Bishop takes Delta 6, which then allows Rook Echo 1 check. Like White trades Rooks, Queen, the Bravo pawn, or Queen. Try again. Rook Fox has take check. King Golf 7 would be forced. Have you got another idea instead of Queen Fox dot 7 check?
Well, fairly obvious is Bishop takes Bishop check.
You'll lose your Rook on Fox dot 8 then.
Well, it's check, right? Oh, King takes, I think. King takes.
That might work.
Yeah, you still have an attack, for sure.
Because you got Rook Fox shot 1 coming. Yeah. So you're looking at Rook Fox take check, King Golf 7, Bishop takes Bishop. All right. Let's do the obvious. Rook takes Echo 5. Rook takes Rook Charlie 8. Rook Echo 1 check. White Rook takes Rook Echo 1. Queen takes Rook Echo 1 check. King Golf 2. Pawn Bravo 1 equals Queen. And but then the whites. Queen is coming in to squares like Fox plus 8, Golf 8, or maybe there's Rook Charlie 7 check, but you've got two black queens out of play, and white with the attack, But the white attack doesn't give mace. The two it's black queens.
Or at least perpetual to get a draw.
So it's white looking for a draw, essentially, isn't it? This line. If black's allowed to queen, it's white who's looking for a draw. Alright, the game move for white is rook foxtrot h.
Let's get the progressor half move.
If nothing else, you've got a draw.
Yeah.
Because black is not going to take this. So the game move for black is king golf 7. Now if you want, you can come back rook foxtrot 7 check and it will be a draw. Yes. Because the king will go back to hotel h. Right, so the king, black king game move is on golf 7. White to play. You know you're safe, you know you've got a draw, you can't lose. So now you can start thinking of other ideas. Remember, bishop takes bishop check is an ideal. But you want to do it for free. You want to get in bishop takes bishop for free. How do you do it?
If he's going to play bishop takes bishop, that's the worries, man. That's...
But it's white to play. You want to play bishop takes bishop for free, or you want to be able to have that as a threat. So what can you do? Right, the black rook can't come off the echo file, can it?
No.
So if the black rook can't come off the echo file, that's telling you can do something with your foxtrot 8 rook.
Rook golf 8 check.
It can't be taken by the king. The king can't go to foxtrot 8 or foxtrot 7. It could come to foxtrot 6, but it might run into rook foxtrot 1 check there. So if rook golf 8 check, king hotel 6, what are you going to do about king hotel 6?
Hotel 4,
Queen Hotel 4 is mate, yeah. So we're looking at rook golf egg check. If king hotel 6 trying to run away, queen hotel 4 is checkmate.
That's
right. Yeah. So rook golf egg check. If rook takes rook, we're getting bishop takes bishop check.
Yeah.
And if king hotel 6 again, we have the same idea. Queen hotel 4 is mates because the golf 7 flight square is controlled by white. So that means after rook golf 8 check, the black king either steps onto the foxtrot file or black must play rook takes rook.
Yeah. If he goes with the foxtrot file, you hit him with the rook foxtrot one check.
Oh, and then you've got queen bishop, and you've got queen bishop and rook all pointing as the black king, with a queen on alpha 5 and rooks on charlie 8 and golf 8.
Yeah.
They're not defending at all. All right, so rook golf 8 check is the game move.
Oh.
All right, that's the game move, rook golf 8 check. So we've had rook foxtrot 8 check, attempted deflection, it failed, because black played king golf 7. We've now got the game move of rook golf 8 check. Back to play, if king hotel 6, queen hotel 4. If king foxtrot 6, we have rook foxtrot 1 check.
Mm-hmm.
King golf 5, queen hotel 4 mate, so that's dead. If king foxtrot 6, we could have rook foxtrot 1 check, bishop foxtrot 4. I think rook takes foxtrot 4 check,
mm-hmm.
king golf 5. Queen Delta 5 check. King Hotel 6, Rook Hotel 4 is mate. There will be other wins. There will be other wins. So basically, black has to play Rook takes Rook Golf 8. Game move for black is Rook takes Rook Golf 8.
Look.
Black plays Rook takes Rook Golf 8. White in the game. Gets the desired aim. Bishop takes bishop, echo 5, check. It's the same pattern. If king hotel 6, queen hotel 4 is mate. So the king must step onto the foxtrot file. It can't be foxtrot 6 because of the bishop. It can't be foxtrot 7 because of the queen. The black king must go king foxtrot 8.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's only one serious move to follow up with, isn't there, for white?
Yeah, rook foxtrot 1 check.
Yep, yeah. Game move for white is rook foxtrot 1 check. And black's got two moves, either king echo 7 or king echo 8. If king echo 7, there's so many moves. Oh, here's a cruel one. How about queen foxtrot 7 check, forcing king delta 8, and then either rook delta 1 check, or bishop foxtrot 6 check. They're both mate. I prefer bishop foxtrot 6 check.
Yeah.
So let's go over that again. Rook foxtrot 1 check, king echo 7, queen foxtrot 7 check, king delta 8 is forced, he can't come to delta 6, and then bishop foxtrot 6 is the pretty mate, though rook delta 1 is efficient mate. Well, black can throw away the queen delta 2, but it's the same story. Alright, so after rook foxtrot 1 check, which is the game move is rook foxtrot 1 check, black can play king echo 8. Well, it's the same story. Queen foxtrot 7 check. King delta 8. Bishop foxtrot 6 or rook delta 1 mating. There are other mating patterns. If the king comes to echo 7, you can play rook foxtrot 7 check.
Mm-hmm.
And whichever file the black king goes to, echo or delta, the white king comes in queen delta 5 or echo 6 check. With a mate on the same flank. But after king echo 8 or echo 7, queen foxtrot 7 is efficient, king delta 8 is forced, and you don't play rook queen to golf 8, you go for the mate, Bishop Foxtrot, 6 mace, end of game.
Wow.
Yeah, these grandmasters earn their titles, you know.
Well, why?
And all that came out of. Sorry, go on.
I said, White, you know, came out on top, so we've got to give him more credit.
White took more risks, I think. Oh no, White had to find. White. All right, maybe Black got it wrong by playing a mistimed bishop takes echo 5. But it wasn't very easy to see, was it?
No, but it was certainly risky because it, you know, it opened up the king some more, which is risky.
Yeah, but instead of bishop takes echo 5 immediately, pawn bravo 6 would have made White think again.
Yeah. And rook takes echo 5, that's...
And rook takes echo 5 was equally interesting. Yeah, that was tactical.
Because what I liked about that was it kept the king protected more. Keeping the bishop back there.
Yeah. So I mean, this is what happens. In last week's game, we saw White playing Foxtrot 5 takes Golf 6, giving up a piece for 2 pawns, and a queen invading on Hotel 7. But it backfired on White. The tactics almost blew Black off the board, but they didn't. And Black found a sneaky little regrouping to let material go and trap the white queen with rook out eyes.
Yeah.
So tactical event horizon. And we've had the same here today. Black set the whole thing rolling by turning a positional game into a highly tactical game. Echo 5 takes Foxtrot 4.
Yeah, that was...
After which both players had to work very hard at the board.
Yeah, I think Black had an advantage if he didn't play that pawn takes pawn, so he should have just kept his advantage instead of going into a scramble with chances on both sides. As it turned out, White, in fact, won it even.
Yeah, I think Queen Echo 7 would have done the job instead of pawn takes pawn.
Yeah, White, and White does not develop that Charlie Bishop at all so easily. Black, you know, just gave him that development, which that's made it more or less the equal chances, I think. Because before that, Black has more.
Yeah, well, it turned the game into a random sequence of escalating threats, and it then became, well, I don't know, difficult to describe.
That was a tactical, amazing thing.
It put pressure on each player at every move, and there were many variations to be sifted. And when it came to it, White was more alert than Black. Yeah. When Black played bishop takes echo 5, it allowed the rook Foxtrot 8 check sequence, but that was very, very difficult to see.
Hard to see, especially, you know, from 4 moves back or whatever. That's
So I think White gets credit for playing rook alpha delta 1 instead of rook bravo 1, but Black had a bailout with pawn bravo 1 queen to deflect the rook off the delta file.
Back.
Yeah. And then safely take the echo 5 pawn, and that game looked as if it would fizzle to me.
Yeah.
Both kings would soon be in the open.
The white king is more in the open actually than Black's.
If White ever gets rook stubborn on the 7th, Black's in trouble, because White's always got a draw.
Because Black has the Fianchetto Bishop to protect his king, but White doesn't have anything there. He's right out in the open. Well, really, that's an amazing game.
Yeah, aren't these 4 pawns attack games boring?
Yeah. It did give quite slow development, I guess. And Black threw away that advantage. I guess that's an idea, a general idea. Think of what your advantage is, and in this case, it was he had better development, some tempo. So why give that up with that pawn takes pawn and letting White play bishop takes pawn?
Well, I think Black was looking at Rook Echo H to save the day.
Oh yeah, he thought he saw enough to do what he did, but it didn't work.
Whereas his tactical event horizon didn't find the game sequence.
Yeah. I mean, I think he had some chances. I think Knight to Echo 3 there at one point could have been good.
That could have been. That was another move that was difficult to calculate. Yeah. So Black, maybe criticizing Echo takes Foxtrot 4 as a mistake is wrong, but it definitely
maybe in fact wins. Yeah.
it made both players have to work hard, and in intensely tactical positions, it's easy to misjudge or to miss a move at the end of the sequence.
Slip up on something. Yes, you have to give it to Fritz or something to see.
Yeah. You might look six moves deep, whereas had you moved looked seven, you would find out why the whole sequence doesn't work.
Yeah,
there could be a sting in the tail for the opponents. And you start a line rolling, and had you seen to move seven, you'd never have gone down it. But you only saw as far as move six and assessed it as fine. So you go, okay, I'll play it. And your opponent only has to find this at the board. They don't have to calculate seven moves in if they're getting kicked around.
Often they didn't see it coming either, but...
They didn't see it. They didn't allow for it. They were dragged screaming down the line. They had no choice. And it just so happens they only have to find the seventh move when their clock is ticking.
When they get
they didn't plan for it.
Wait, then they stand. They can get it, yes.
Yeah, that's where there's luck in chess, where the player who tries to be thoroughly inventive doesn't get any reward.
Right. For a beautiful combination, which doesn't quite work because of something at move seven. Yeah.
And of course, on the other hand, you could look down a line to move six and give it up and say it doesn't work. And you just didn't look hard enough for move seven. If you'd have found move seven, you could have said, brilliant.
Yep.
It worked. But that's the move where you have to put your queen on freeze or flick in a rook to their back rank check, which can be taken. Imagine the seventh move to be found was rook Foxtrot 8 check.
Sure.
So you could reject the line that gets there because... You looked six moves, but you didn't look seven. So it cuts both ways. But this is why an ability to analyse quickly is advisory if you're going to play tactical chess. Unless you just enjoy randomising the position and just take your chances of I'll find my chances better than my opponent will.
And you can't really figure it out on positional grounds because... It's the tactics that determine it. You might have a great looking position, but if you end up losing a piece or even a pawn.
Yeah, there was very few positional moves in this game. About the only positional move was Bishop Hotel 3 takes Charlie N, and the ramifications of that were impossible to tell. After that, it was just tactics.
No, in general, I think it's a bad idea what he did. He got away with it in this game, but. He'd open up the king and got him behind the development and all that, but then Black gave that back to him. Okay, thank you very much, and I guess we're going to see you in 2 weeks, right?
Correct. I'm away next week, so I'll be back on the 30th. And then there'll be a couple of weeks off in... Maybe the first 2 weeks in July will be missing. There's the British Championship takes place from about the 9th to the 16th. That's a Tuesday to a Tuesday. But I'll be travelling down on the Monday, so really I don't want to do a session the day before traveling.
Right. For sure.
Because then I'll never remember the nuances from the session anyway, because I won't be able to write it up during the week.
Right.
So Sunday, what is it, 9th? Sunday the 7th and Sunday the 14th, definitely no sessions. And then we can think 21, 28, and have to think about August again.
Okay.
Okay, so 2 weeks' time.
Have a good 2 weeks. I'll see you then. Thanks again.
Okay. Bye. Bye.